All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobble with Frank here tonight, and we are joined on the line right now with offensive coordinator, assistant coach Steve Fairchild, and Frank's going to send the or ask him the first few questions. Frank?
Coach, good to have you on tonight, and for our listeners, just a reminder, we have offensive coordinator from the University of Virginia, Coach Steve Fairchild. Coach, quickly, right off out of the gate, offense seems to have had its roller coaster experience this season. Help us understand what it's like to work with a young quarterback and trying to install a new system.
Well, you're right. We are inexperienced at the quarterback spot, and we are trying to implement a new offense. You know, we have been up and down. We weren't very good early in the year. There's no question about that. And, you know, we kept at it, and the kids, you know, kept practicing hard, and we hit a lull there. But then at about midway through, I thought we played a little bit better, got better there for about 4 weeks, starting with maybe the Ball State Maryland game in that area, but didn't play well the last 2 weeks. You know, we've got to improve in a lot of areas. We're working hard. I think we've got a good group of kids that are practicing the way they need to practice, and I like our assistant coaches, our staff. So, you know, we just got to push through this thing.
Coach, you've worked in a vast number of capacities, all on the offensive side of the ball for years, and you've been a head coach out there at Colorado State, which is also where you played, correct?
Yeah, I played there. You know, met my wife there. I had a chance to be an assistant coach at Colorado State for a number of years, kind of raised my family in that area. And then I did a stint in the NFL and had a chance to go back and be the head coach there, and wanted to try that as well. So, you know, I've been very fortunate to had a chance to coach in the NFL, had a chance to be a college head coach, and, you know, sure have been fortunate to you know, have the jobs I've had.
You know, let's talk philosophy for a second. Coach London, since he arrived at Virginia, has wanted to be a physical offensive team. He's talked about running the football. And I wonder at times, do you find yourself wanting to get a little bit more pass happy and a little bit more wide open like the rest of the country? Or is there just a commitment to becoming a very balanced sort of offensive team where you're mixing the run and the pass and it's more of the old pro style offense?
Well, I think balance is good no matter what system you're in. If you even look at, you know, Chip Kelly at Oregon with the fast-paced stuff, there's still a need to be able to both run and throw the football. And I think once you get one-dimensional, things get tough on you. You know, we do like the physical. When I visited with Mike about this job, we do like the physical approach and the run and the football approach, but I think any offensive coordinator at any level is going to tell you, you know, it doesn't matter what you want to do, you've got to do what your players can do. And for us, it was a little bit of a learning experience getting in here in spring football and kind of figuring out who we had. Do you have a fullback? Do you have tight ends that are run blockers? And those sort of things. And you know, we've been adapting this a little bit to our personnel and, you know, trying to do what they do well.
You know, to that aspect, I think you touched on something that I think most fans tend to overlook, and maybe even some announcers. You've been a little bit handicapped in that there just aren't that many practices anymore due to NCAA rules, and to have the amount of time you need to install a system and become acquainted with the players, and then you tack onto that some unfortunate injuries like Sean Cascarano has missed the whole season at right guard. Jake McGee had that stinger at the end of summer camp, and you lost one tight end who was a really good blocker and a good red zone receiver in Mathis. And at the same time, you know, you've got a lot of young players you're trying to integrate with the program. And have you found that to be even more complicated this year than maybe you had expected?
Well, it's what you expect, and again, you know, we probably spent the first, you know, 8 to 10 practices in spring football just installing a pro-style offense. We lined up in the eye. We, you know, our quarterback was underneath center. We pounded a couple power plays up in there, and we were trying to figure out what we have and what our team can do. And then from then, we kind of, you know, strategically said, this is what we are, let's gravitate this way. And you're right. I mean, we could have used three spring balls to kind of get going here. And, you know, and then you mentioned the injuries. Those are part of, you know, every team
has injuries.
You know, whether it be pro football or NCAA, that every team's battling injuries. You know, we've had some guys not there. But we got a bunch of good young kids. I mean, we really do. And I like the way they practice. And if we continue doing, you know, the approach to it the way, you know, Tom O'Brien, some of the guys on our offensive staff know how to do it, then, you know, we're going to push through this thing and be a very good offense. Now, anytime you have a new quarterback and, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, it could be Peyton Manning. When you're new, there's going to be some ups and downs, and you got to ride it a little bit. But, you know, I like what we're doing there, and I think we're talented, and I think both David and Grayson are going to be good players for us.
We're visiting with assistant football coach Steve Fairchild, who's also the offensive coordinator. Coach, this is Jim Hobgood. I feel like you. I went to Virginia, met my wife at Virginia, although I played basketball, not football. So forgive my lack of expertise on the football side.
The difference between you and I is you got admitted to Virginia. I don't think my wife and I would have been admitted. state school.
Well, you know, my wife, she gets credit. She was actually an out-of-state applicant. I think I got in because I could shoot a jump shot once upon a time. But at any rate, you sort of touched on it, the quarterback situation. Give me your assessment of the development of David Watford, and what's the likelihood we are going to see Grayson Lambert in some meaningful minutes in the last two games?
Well, I think David's done about what a first-year guy does. You know, he's gotten better each week. He's had some ups and downs, you know. You know, we would help David, you know, if we played a little bit better around him as well. But, you know, Grayson came in, kind of led us to a touchdown. I'd like to see him in some action that, like you said, meaningful minutes. I think they're both very talented guys. I think they're both very inexperienced guys.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. And you can ask guys that have, you know, played the position for 10, 11 years in the NFL that 12th year they're going to be better. It's just that's the nature of that position. It's just an experience type of thing. The more pictures you get and the more looks you get at it, the better you are. And but I think we've had David in there. He's growing, and I think, again, he's going to be very, very talented, and we're going to be glad that he's playing for the University of Virginia.
Well, clearly watching David, he's mobile. He's standing tall in the pocket. I know y'all have probably worked crazy on his feet and getting him just to stay in there and hang in the pocket and let that line do their job. It looks like, for some reason, he's not finding Jake McGee as often as, you know, a typical fan might want, just because I think McGee is very, very talented. And then at the same time, Tim Smith, I'm not sure what's going on there, but he's a senior and he's got blazing speed. Why can't we get him the ball more? I mean, it's
well, we can. You know, when you start talking about, you know, getting the ball here or there, when it's a running back,
yep,
you can hand the ball off to a guy. So
yeah,
we can make sure KP gets carries. I mean, that you can dictate that by play call. You know, sometimes in a passing game you can't. You know, I mean, the coverage will dictate it. So as much as you try to call something to get the ball to Jake, you know, they may double Jake, or the coverage that time may take that away, and you're forced to go elsewhere. And you're right. I mean, that's a part of any game planning. You want to get your playmakers the ball. You know, and there's been stretches where Jake's come up big and Tim's come up big for us, and we're certainly trying to do that as often as we can.
Gotcha. Coach, it seems at times this season that David is very confident at quarterback. And then there are other times you sense it right away just by the body language or something that, oh my goodness, what's about to happen now? And I know you're working with him every single day. What are his greatest strengths, and where do you see his development curve changing between now and next season?
Well, I think he'll get better every time he steps out on the field, number one.
Right.
You know, I think he is a confident young man because he does what you have to do at this spot. It's important to him. Both he and Grayson, you can't find a, you know, better work ethic. And again, the game being important to him. So they're really impressive kids, very smart. They do everything in their life right. You know, they're good students. You know, they'll keep getting better and better. But unfortunately, like I said, it doesn't matter. You could be you know, a guy in the pros, when you play the first time, there's going to be a learning curve and there's going to be some bumps in the road. And we knew that going in. And the better you can surround them with, you know, the play that's better around them, that's going to help them as well.
No doubt. And obviously a quarterback's best friend is a running game. It seemed to me that Kevin Parks had a pretty good game against Carolina, all things considered. And, you know, also, yeah, I know you're out on the road right now recruiting. What type of kids are you looking for right now? And are there any particular positions or slots, as they say, that are a position of need for next season that you're working on yourself?
Well, we need everything. And, okay. And when you look at managing an 85 scholarship roster, and I know Coach London does a great job with this, you know, you have a lot of scholarships for each position, and you're trying to spread it out over a first through a fifth year player, and you know, so many offensive linemen, so many backs, and that sort of thing. And you know, we spend a lot of time evaluating, going over our board, talking about, you know, who we should take, who we shouldn't take. You know, it's a fascinating process, just like it is in the NFL when you put a draft board up there and go through that process. And you know, you mentioned KP. He's a great kid, a hard-nosed, you know, low center gravity back that's hard to tackle. And I think he's had a tremendous year for us so far.
Coach, we appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know you're from out west. For those of us that are Virginia folks, you do realize that if you beat Virginia Tech, all is forgiven. Do you understand that?
that's like the Colorado State Colorado game.
Yes.
You know, I know the most most important game on the schedule is the next one. So I'm sure the focus right now is Miami, but Virginia Tech is a big game, and we need to get them one of these days. So it'd be a nice time to start here at the end of November.
Yeah, why not? Now.
You know, I'll say this, and I am new to the area, and I'm probably saying something I shouldn't say, but UVA should not lose to Virginia Tech. And I've been on both campuses, and I'm new to the area, and I'm giving you a just kind of unbiased deal here. I mean, UVA, we need to get going. This thing, we should win that game, and, you know, I hope it's important to everybody because that's a game we, you know, like you said, it should be number one on our.
Well, we clearly like your attitude. We wish you the very best. And again, we thank you for taking a few minutes tonight to come on the show.
No, thank you guys for having me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach Steve Fairchild, offensive coordinator with the Virginia football program. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. We're going to transition when we come back. Dan Bonner, talk a little hoops after these messages.